Round two. Name that tune.
America!
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 America. America. Steve is dominating. He obviously loves America the most.
Yep.
He has three. Hot Wings has two. Mate has one. Me and Tommy have zero.
Mm.
We're obviously pinko commies.
Yep. Get out. You don't like it? Get out.
Mm-hmm. Well, we continue on with tune and clue number seven. This song is known for its dual meaning. One side is criticizing the George H.W. Bush administration while also being interpreted on the other side.
Steve.
Free beer.
Green Day, American Idiot.
No.
Ooh.
While also being interpreted on the other side as a celebration of freedom and resilience. The song was inspired by a canceled Soviet Union tour and gained popularity as the Berlin Wall fell and has become an anthem for freedom and has been used in various political contexts. Here is your tune, number seven.
I know. No, I know.
Steve.
Neil Young, Rockin' in the Free World.
Okay. Got the wrong George Bush.
Yeah,
that ruined everything.
Totally thinking the more recent.
Neil Young hasn't given an F ever, and getting older hasn't made him give more Fs, that's for sure. Who got that? Hot Wings, you get that?
I got
Steve
that.
Got that?
Steve got that.
Of course Steve did. Best American.
That's right, you little Tommy. All right, tune and clue number eight. Regarding the line, four young Chiquitas in Omaha, this band's singer, Free Beer.
Grand
Keep
Funk
on rocking
Railroad.
In the free world.
American band. Mm. We're an American band.
Yes.
Oh. Would have got it the first time, but somebody was yelling Neil Young at me.
Yeah, that's a strong cowbell song right there.
It is.
Documentary or something about Sweet Sweet Connie. She was like a notorious fan of bands.
Band-Aid.
Yeah,
so
and she would go backstage and do her thing.
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
Mean?
I think she wrote a book too, didn't she?
What kind of thing did she do backstage?
She partied with her mouth.
Like
she
open?
Partied
like
with
at
her
a paint
mouth?
Party kind of thing?
I mean... Served a
That's
lot
dangerous.
Of customers.
Oh,
at least
so
it seems.
Okay. So she was in the retail business?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Following.
She was selling her skill.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like that for her.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
She was sucking on chili dogs.
Yeah.
Makes me hungry. All right. Name That Tune continues. This is America themed. Our tune and clue number nine. This is one of the most misinterpreted songs of all time, as it's often heard as a patriotic ode or a tribute to the women in America. It's
Hot
usually
wings.
Hot Wings.
Oh, boy.
Which
oh, boy.
One?
Well,
which
yes.
one did I
which
choose?
Which one did Kelly choose?
Uh-huh.
I got to imagine, based on your love of giant scarfs, that you went Lenny Kravitz's version of American Woman.
Steve.
No, Steve.
But guess who? American Woman.
That's right. American listeners arrive at the conclusion that this is about loving American women, ignoring a very clear lyric where it says, "Get away from me."
Oh, yeah. All about the war machine. American Woman!
away from me.
Seems pretty obvious.
Mama, let me be. Don't come a hanging around my door. I don't want to see your face no more. I got more important things to do than spend my time growing old with you. Now, woman.
God, I love this guy. This is one of those rare songs where the original, obviously great, and then Lenny's cover, also obviously great.
Yeah.
Oh, and really quickly, I do want to go back to tune number 8, Grand Funk Railroad, We're an American Band, because I like the clue. Regarding the line, four young Chiquitas in Omaha, this band's lead singer said that it came from a situation where they checked into a hotel in Omaha, Nebraska, where there were four groupies in the lobby waiting to see the band. He said, four young Chiquitas sounded a lot better than telling people there were four young groupies or four young girls waiting to hang out with us.
Mm.
What?
Our old coworker in Omaha claimed she was one of the Chiquitas.
Really?
Yeah, she was way, way, way too young.
The age didn't work out. But
no, she would have. I think we determined she was like 7.
Yeah.
Or something.
Which
stupid.
I guess, I mean, you know, that he maybe. Did say, yeah. You know, Chiquitas sounds better than young girl.
Yeah, but I don't think they were. I mean.
She had a lot of fantastic stories.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Quote unquote.
All right, we continue on to tune and clue number 10, which is ironically written from the perspective of an 8-year-old girl. And in this song, the singer alludes to this 8-year-old girl burning her house down to get away from her abusive father. She lit up the sky that 4th of July, and by the time the firemen come, free beer.
Martina McBride, Independence Day.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but daddy left the proof on her cheek.
In spite of the lyrics, I always assumed this was about a domestic violence situation.
It is, yeah.
I thought it was.
It's the mom getting beat up by the dad and the girl burning the house down to kill her dad.
Yeah, but I always heard it as she was getting beaten up.
Independence Day.
Good on her.
I love this song so much.
It's a great song.
As you turn it down right before it gets good, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just did the chorus.
Just silencing the women.
Town. They said he was a dangerous man.
She hasn't said Black Freedom ring yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She knew she was on the loser.
Lit a match and said, bye, Dad. I'm about to burn you to the ground.
Yeah.
That's a ballsy 8-year-old right there.
Yeah,
woo,
right?
Girl. All right, well, we continue on with tune and clue number 11.
You think the mom was like, I'm glad he's dead, but where are we going to live now?
Yeah, like you didn't think this all the way through.
Yeah, I know you're 8, but next time poison, okay?
Yeah, right.
Come on.
So much easier. All right, tune and clue number 11. In 1998, the U.S. Postal Service started using this song in their commercials, drawing emphasis to their logo. An eagle.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Fly Like an Eagle, Steve Miller Band.
Will always be one of the best beginnings to a song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
More you got?
One more.
Let's do one more.
Let's do one more. We're going to love this one. Tuning clue number 12. This is Name That Tune, America.
America.
In this song, it's often interpreted as a tribute to the deaths of Buddy Holly, Richie Jones.
Oh. Steve.
Free Beer.
Don McLean, American Pie.
Time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep.
Remember when we did our show on the Buddy Holly stage?
Yeah, the last place they did their show before they did their last show at the last place.
Right.
Yeah. The last innocent show before the last innocent show.
Mm-hmm. Something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye. Mr.
You know how the rest goes. We don't have time.
Yeah.
But they drove the Chevy to the levee. The levee,
the levee was
fine.
Dry.
Oh, no. What happened?
What were the good old boys drinking?
Whiskey and rye.
Whiskey and rye.
Oh.
Anything special about today?
This is the day that I died. Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, man.
See, we did know.